There was a young lady whose eyes were unique as to color and size. When she opened them wide, people all turned aside and started away in surprise. Gussie, when you grow up, you must marry someone not like me at all, but someone like you, and young like you, and beautiful like you. Now promise me, Gussie, that you'll do that.
I'll try.
Said the duck to the kangaroo, "Good gracious, how you hop over the fields and the water too, as if you never would stop. My life is a bore in this nasty pond, and I long to go out in the world beyond. I wish I could hop like you," said the duck to the kangaroo. "Please take me a ride on your back," said the duck to the kangaroo. "I would sit quite still and say nothing but quack the whole of the long day through. And we'd go to the Dee and the Chelybolee, over the land and over the sea. Please take me a ride, oh do," said the duck to the kangaroo.
Said the kangaroo to the duck, "This requires some little reflection. Perhaps on the whole it might bring me luck, and there seems but one objection, which is, if you'd let me speak so bold, your feet are unpleasantly wet and cold, and would probably give me the rheumatiz," said the kangaroo.
"As I sat on the rocks, I have thought over that. I have thought over that completely, and I bought 4 pairs of worsted socks which fit my webbed feet neatly, to keep out the cold. I bought a cloak, and every day a cigar I'll smoke, all to follow my own dear true love of a kangaroo.
I'm ready all in a moonlight pale, but to balance me well, dear duck, sit steady and quiet at the end of my tail.
So
away they went with a hop and a bound, hopped their whole world 3 times round. And who
so happy as the duck and the kangaroo? My life is a bore in this nasty pond, and I long to go out in the world beyond. I wish I could hop